Tidewater, Virginia, and you're tuned in to WBFYLP Belfast, Maine, 100.9 FM.
And you're tuned in to the Mayor's Forum. We're down here in the basement of the City Hall. Waterfall Arts. I always get confused. Somehow you're confused.
Tower of Power, baby. Remember that song?
Oh, yeah. So, we got the mayor here.
Hey, Eric. Hey, buddy. How you doing, Mr. Treadwell?
Good. And the meters are all jumping appropriately, and so we're on the air. Do you hear the steam again?
I am.
You did this last week, too. It's cool.
I got the news.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're good?
We're good.
All right.
And I've sent you an email for next week's council.
Yep. Very good.
Let's talk about that briefly. A public apology. WBFY, Vic Treadwell, who sat down. Why don't you explain the situation, Vic?
Well, the word didn't get to me that the city council meeting had been canceled last Tuesday. And so I was sitting here for 2 hours, like with a thing on loop saying, please stand by for the city council meeting. And then
a little alone time.
Yeah. Well, I got plenty to do down here, you know, files to file and so on, but backups to make. But anyway, so that'll work better next time.
Oh my God.
We also broadcast part of the planning committee meeting on Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday evening. And the upside of that was that we received more calls in the studio than in any given hour before, mostly of the what the flake variety.
Yeah. So, yeah, Zoom and Current Life and radio and people on the Zoom not really in real time trying. I mean, they're on the Ned Leitner thing.
Yep.
They're on here.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget when you're in the meetings live on Zoom, you're looking at yourselves.
Right.
Multiple.
And when you're on the radio, you're discussing invisible documents.
Yeah. So I think we should have some mention as well at the top and during, you know, I think what I'll do with like the agenda. Mercifully, God, please make it short, but it's usually not because I live, you know, I've had Satan in my life. Anyway, so the reality of 2020 is that people slip up. And so last Tuesday night, we've been having, or we had a couple, I think, of special council meetings weekly because we decided to go weekly into this crisis to sort of stay on top of things.
Yep.
And then last Thursday or Friday, I think it was, we were like, well, there is not anything front door knocking at the door. And Aaron, Teresa Butler, Amanda Cushman, others, department heads are working on the budget to send out to the council today at 5:00.
Right.
And it's 3:00. And so we decided as a group with nothing pressing, everything's pressing, but we decided not to have a meeting and we didn't tell you, which was dirt on our faces.
Ah, well.
Love you for sitting here listening.
No sweat.
I'm not sure what that says, but I have heard feedback that it was the greatest city council meeting ever, and I appreciate that feedback.
Yeah. Because it was all
from you.
It was all music. No, that was
Charlie Crane.
I will not. But no, the city council meetings actually work quite well on the radio. Because you know it's different voices popping back and forth. Things are being discussed. The planning board meeting was not great radio, just because it was people looking at
things,
floor plans and things on screens, and they could all see them, and they all knew what was being talked about. But it was pretty much incomprehensible if all you had was your ears on.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we'll get it all smoothed out. About the time the crisis is over, maybe sooner.
I have sent Vic and copied Aaron Herbig, the city manager, an email with the schedule for next week, which is a city council meeting. Tuesday at 7:00. Hopefully, I'll be there. And it's our regularly scheduled one,
and it will be on the air here at WBFY.
And we appreciate that.
Sure.
And I have had nothing but glowing remarks about the radio station in the community since the inception, but especially now.
Well, yeah, and
so thank you.
We're also stepping up our game at another level, as since we're talking radio here for a little bit. We've got a block of shows that runs Monday from 3 to 7 that's all nostalgia things, our way back time.
Okay.
So I've gotten in touch with the program or the activities directors at all three of the nursing homes and encouraged them to tune in. It's the stuff that'll get through to the folks who might not remember much else, but it's a science fact that the last thing that goes, the last thing that melts away in people's minds is the music and the music they grew up with. So, and we're going to be taking dedications coming in from the nursing homes.
Wow.
We're hoping to get messages coming out of the nursing homes eventually, people recording little things on their phones and sending them in. So we're stepping up that, and I'm going to encourage people to get in touch if they want to record a little message, and you can do it on your phone, and have it in that time to send out. If you've got a granny or a aunt or whoever in one of those places, or even if you don't, send an encouraging message to the folks. I talked to all the program directors there, and everybody's locked in their, is isolated in their rooms, and
I know.
It's kind of a drag.
Yeah.
But radio does get to all of them. So,
good point. And I don't think I don't even know if I told you this. I was a disc jockey in college,
mm-hmm.
and the power of radio has always spoken to me.
Yep. Well, I'm
it was also a part-time job in college.
Well, I did college radio also.
KLDY, Kansas City's original oldies station.
Yes.
All gold, all the time.
Yep. Everybody's got a radio voice deep inside them somewhere.
I know. It was crazy.
You just got to bring it out.
It was crazy. And it was an AM 1140.
Uh-huh.
You know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Way up there. But
not such good fidelity, but.
Well, it played classic rock, right? Mm-hmm. Which now is called classic rock. I guess they were.
It was just
1978. They were ahead of their time.
Mm-hmm.
They went from 1955 to 1972.
Yeah,
and which is pretty much what you do today.
Mm-hmm.
And the seniors, anything innovative needs to be shouted from the rooftops and tried, as long as it harms nobody and nobody gets the coronavirus from it.
Yep.
And
he says reaching for the hand sanitizer.
Well,
yeah.
Rockland's going to do this. Supposedly, Rockland's going to shut down their straight Main Street area there in June or something, so people can eat outside in the street, and social distance and all of that, and so that's led to some people. I think our town, Belfast, Mike Hurley, some other people are discussing what that might look like here, and would we do it here, and who will come out once. It's going to be a staged all clear.
Right. I was just listening to the governor's
Me too.
Talk earlier in the afternoon about how that's going to go statewide.
And, my hat's off to her.
Yep.
The political damage that she's exposing herself to by listening to science and health is immense, probably, based on what I've read on in the papers and people feeling like, get it over with. Let's go. And I'm like,
no.
What she could be if she's a one-term governor? She'd be the greatest one-term governor in the history of the world, in my opinion.
Yep. And
better safe than sorry, my mom used to say.
Right. Well, and I'm again.
How do you feel about it?
Well, political opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station. But. I'm hoping that it's actually that all of this winds up as a blow against the anti-science and head up the attitude that has been infecting our politics for some time. I think the case is being made strongly by the virus that we missed. We've gone the wrong way on a lot of things. And, have gotten into this whole, somebody knows best because they're a TV star.
I've never seen such bull crap
yeah.
in the history of the world as I've seen from the politicians of this land
yeah.
this year. In any year, it's impressive.
Sure.
But this year, it's been...
Man.
It's been... thank God my parents are dead. They would just be like, you know, I mean, this is such bull crap. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's... You don't... there were 60,000 people who have expired as of the other day,
mm-hmm.
and somebody at the top is having a press conference saying how great a job we've done and what a success it is. And I'm thinking, if I'm one of the 60,000, I doubt it,
yeah.
or a family member, and Vietnam was less than that, Korea was a lot less than that, and give me a break. And if that's political, I apologize. But
no.
And I'm washing my hands more than I did before all of this.
Yeah.
But well, don't argue with science. And the virus will end when the virus wants to end.
Yeah. And we're gonna do our best to.
And
know,
I hope nobody needs a ventilator.
Yep.
That's complaining about opening everything up now wide open. I hope you know. And again, I'm trying because a lot of my friends are a lot of my friends at work, a lot of my friends, most of my friends at work are conservative,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't like this governor before this.
Yep.
So she's spending all that money we saved. So I mean, like it's just adding fuel to the fire. But I think it's going to be. And then LePage says he's going to rerun and all that. So,
oh God.
Yeah, they move back. Oh yeah, yesterday's news.
Oh
yeah,
great.
With Howie Carr on the radio, he's moving back. She should resign and all that. But but this is not a political show.
Well, yeah, but personally, as I say, I hope this finally holds up these emperors.
How about more tests?
These emperors who wear no clothes.
Did you get your stimulus check yet? I did not get mine.
No.
Right.
They're doing a great job.
No.
They're doing a great job.
So it's May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So what a success story.
Yeah. So tired of winning, you know.
Well, it's going to lead to, yeah. Let's
change the topic.
I will temper back. Okay. I apologize.
Hey, no sweat.
Sometimes
I gave the disclaimer. We're allowed
one
to.
One leg on a stump.
Yeah.
And now I'm off the stump. So here's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
It matters to me as a person on the council. Because it matters to me economically for the city of Belfast.
Mm-hmm.
It matters to me because of revenue sharing from the state of Maine and what that will look like or not look like this year. And what does that mean for our budget, which is going to be delivered. I'm shifting here. Delivered today. And what does that mean for the city of Belfast's budget for next year and city employees that garner a paycheck, and they have the highest priority, from what I understand, of... But, you know, what the hell is it all... We don't know until what... We don't know. And I think... I think we're in a depression.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what I think. And I know that I'm a parent of three, so I'm extremely cautious about... children that don't act well, mm-hmm. but that's sort of how I view our current Senate and Congress.
Yep.
So I think once the words have all subsided, I look at the market, which is a pretty good barometer. It was in 1929,
mm-hmm.
and I look at 30 million plus reported unemployed,
mm-hmm.
and how many million of those haven't seen an unemployment check yet?
Yep.
And I look at shuttered small businesses going on the second month.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, the city of Belfast gave them a little bit of love, and hopefully we can do a little bit more with the Keep the Faith Fund. But realistically, as a father of three, I'm a cautious man. And whatever this budget looks like, it's not going to be pretty. And I think... the council will be the one shaping it after the city manager and the clerk and deputy clerk have. But it's going to be, this is not the year for huge expenditures, huge expansion. This is a year of consolidation, securing jobs, keeping jobs. Treading water is not the right phrase, but consolidation maybe. But
yeah.
But we'll know later, and we'll know, you know, July 1, we're supposed to be done with it, and we'll see. But
right, and you can tune in and hear it discussed next Tuesday.
Yes, Saturday. You'll hear some of it, mm-hmm. and then we're going to do budget workshops, too, and that's like watching road salt melt sometimes, so I would not encourage you to run those shows, but you can.
No, well,
it's up to you.
No, I think we're gonna send people over to the stream from Belfast Television.
That's fine.
You know, you can see all of these things on the internet.
Yep. And Ned Leitner did a show with me yesterday, and he did one with Brenda Bonneville,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna. It's been my hope, and it's Ned's hope, to get all the council involved with these half hour somewhere in Waldo County things,
mm-hmm.
and just so people, it's, you have to look at the situation, and God love you with the music, because no offense, but the best thing you and I could be doing right now is not talking and just listening to some music and relaxing.
Yep.
But we can't because of everything going on. And that's how I feel. I asked you earlier if you feel busier, are you working harder than before, say in January or February? And you said, Oh, yeah. You didn't think about it.
Yeah, well, because we've switched everybody at the radio station to producing their shows from home. And so that's involved a lot of training. We use Zoom. We have this cool piece of software that lets you produce a show from anywhere in the world that's got an internet connection. And I'd like to encourage people who've always secretly wanted to be a DJ. What we're doing here is we're the morale squad, right?
Yeah.
We're here to keep people's spirits up,
yep.
send messages back and forth. People can tune me in from noon to one every weekday. I put out all kinds of cheerful music.
Yeah.
And while you're pottering around your kitchen and making lunch. And there's many of the rest of us who are trying hard to, as I say, we're the morale squad is the way we figure it.
Yeah, and I think being a mayor, that's how I
sure.
Have,
well, you're chief cheerleader, right?
I feel that there's value in that, chief supporter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I'm busier than I was. I'm still working full-time over at the bank,
right.
at the site. I wear a mask. I work easily 12-hour days, Vic.
Yeah.
Sunday through Wednesday, and I come home Wednesday night, and I'm just shattered. I'm 60 years old. I'm shattered.
Yep.
I've got a couple of teams
mm-hmm.
all working remotely.
Yep.
Imagine that.
Yep.
And,
well, I
you know,
don't have to imagine.
No,
I know
what
you
do it. So,
yeah. Well, and, you know, as I say, my work day is way up.
Can't log in. What?
Yeah. My work day is way up, but we're actually moving forward with the station in this circumstance. So anyway, I appreciate the support from everybody. Our next board meeting is coming up. We're looking for people who'd like to be on the board of the station, not necessarily be broadcasters.
Right.
A few months back, Neil Harkness joined our board. He was the one who at the city was the he was the one who really lit the fire that started this station way, way, way back.
He started he built the campfire.
Yeah.
And helped you light it.
Yep.
And he's a radio man from way back, and he's a Detroit rocker.
Yep.
So he doesn't take any quarters on the radio. He is very possessive of
yep.
the radio, as he should be.
Yeah. So at any rate, it's a good time to actually join the radio station. And as I say, you can do it completely safely from your home. And say we've welcomed three new shows in the past few
good.
Weeks, onward.
Exactly, and we're in May 1st, May Day.
Yep,
and
May Fool's Day.
We survived March.
Yep,
we high stepped through April,
mm-hmm.
and now we're in May, and there are still reported new coronavirus cases in the state every day.
Yep,
and the CDC. And a couple more people passed away this overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure where they're from.
Yeah.
And I just think, as a person, as a human, that people's health and safety have got to be the priority. And that's how the city's operating, as far as I can see. I do want to applaud our public works guys and gals. I know, and our cops.
Mm-hmm.
and firefighters,
yep,
and you know, clerks. Everybody's working. I think Monday everybody got called back in to work. Mm-hmm. Now, what does that look like and what does that mean? I don't know. And are things going to be open or closed? More to come.
Yeah, yeah.
But I would expect that's the weird thing about this thing is people, as Americans, we got so dang used to either go or not allowed that we don't operate well in stages.
Yes. Complexity
one.
Is
stage it? One. It's not our forte.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Certainly. All or nothing at all.
Yeah, and yeah. So you learn if you can get past all the vitriol or whatever that word is, mm-hmm. And if you can get past all of the nonsense out there in social media land, what you realize is, I wonder how far we've really come as a civilization in 200 years.
Well, I think we've done a lot of backsliding in the past couple of decades, that's for sure.
So I don't know I don't know what to say. But I know that
I think you and I have lived through the peak of the American civilization and
the show just took a different turn. Anyway.
But let's hope not. The post-World War II and 60s and 70s, you know, going to the moon and so forth.
Yeah, I remember.
A few hundred years from now, that'll be looked back as, wow, that was quite an amazing high they got to.
So,
anyway.
Where were you when they did the moon landing?
I was at summer camp, Brush Ranch in Torero, New Mexico, in the headwaters of the Pecos River. We listened to it on the radio. There was no TV there.
Wow.
But we were all gathered around in our bunk on the long porch of our bunkhouse. It was, you know, a riding camp, a Western type of camp. And I remember it still.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, let's remind everybody, this is WBFYLP 100.9 FM, the community radio station of Belfast, Maine. I'm here with Mayor Eric Sanders, and we are accepting calls at 338-2277.
And
if you'd like to talk to the mayor about...
I don't have answers to those questions from last week that...
Remind me what they were?
I can't. Well, I asked and I didn't get a response. So and that's the problem now. I can't even remember a week ago. And I've got a sharp memory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so it's weird when life slowed down. It didn't for me. It sort of sped up even more.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
That's what I was asking you.
Yep.
But I tell you, let me tell you a couple things I'm doing personally. And just to share with people. One is... I've got a proud dad thing mm-hmm. going on with my oldest,
right.
Sid, who's transgender, 18-year-old transgender valedictorian at Belfast High School. It's going to be in all the local papers and Bangor News, and going to Harvard.
Excellent.
And so we're all real proud of that. They're going to have a virtual graduation, I think, on June 14th. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Lovejoy, who's the principal, and Mary Alice McLean, everybody up there, we've talked about that, everybody up there is very particular that this somehow be special. So who knows what's up their sleeves, but the virtual graduation should be something to behold online mm-hmm. even. So, but I'm really... May 1st, today, was the decision day
mm-hmm.
that Sid had to choose colleges. Sid is not what I would call an over-communicator of knowledge to me.
mm-hmm.
I needed to know because I'm going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And there were variances in prices.
Mm-hmm.
So, so, and then there's distance. See, I'm the first-time college dad going to be next year.
Yeah.
And... Sid and my youngest, Piper, very close. So mm-hmm. I wanted the ability for Piper to bomb down and hang out and then get picked up. Harvard works because there's Amtrak and the T. And
actually, there's a bus that leaves. There's a bus that leaves here every morning.
And Sid can come back.
Boom. And you're in Boston by the middle of the afternoon.
Because I'm going to be driving Sid's car probably. So, you know, so that's a proud moment. And then I'm really proud.
Yeah.
Number one, I'm proud because he's transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, I'm proud of him because of not just the valedictorian stuff, him and trying to remember, her last name is Andrews. Sid and his friend, whose last name is Andrews,
yes.
Peggy Andrews' daughter, Alice, there we go.
There you go.
They were on the school board all year long, like poop on stink, for solar field on the roof of the high school.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do it. And they found the grant, and they worked with the Belfast, the CCC, Climate mm-hmm. Change Committee, and Crisis.
Yep, bravo.
So I was proud of that. The other thing that I've been doing personally
yeah.
is we were supposed to do Enemy of the People, Mid-Coast oh, Actors.
Yeah. Right.
And I think about a month now, mm-hmm. we've been working on and recording a Zoom reading in character
mm-hmm.
of the Ibsen play, Enemy of the People. Mm-hmm. And the director, Bill Buford, and probably Jason Bannister, and some guy out in Colorado, whose name's Eric, but that's all I know, some bigwig editor who's been watching,
mm-hmm.
observing. That Zoom has this observer thing. Mm. And it's five acts. So their plan is to do five acts at a time and edit them. And, mm-hmm. and these guys are high-end editors. Buford's an equity director. Like there's some... So they're going to come out with this product because we didn't get to do the play, which would have been fabulous.
Sure.
But Enemy of the People, which is about, you know, I saw one of Trump's Twitters today
mm-hmm.
calling Comcast and fake news, CNN, enemies of the people and all that. But I mean, it's... Yeah. it's
he who smelt it.
Dealt it. So, but it's... it, and then you got the Nordic thing, and it's about water in water being poisoned.
And Ibsen's always great stuff.
I
loved reading Ibsen. I've seen some of the plays, but I read a lot of it when I was young.
So it's going to be a Zoom thing.
Excellent.
And so I've been doing that. And those two things, plus work, plus counsel, plus mm-hmm. Doing a little house painting.
Yep.
Not much today. So that's what I've been up to. And, oh,
hey, looky there. Timing. We got a call.
I wonder who this is.
Let me punch all the buttons and switches yeah. here.
I'm just going to throw this away.
WBFY, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Barbara calling.
Barbara, good afternoon.
Hi, thanks. I have a question about something that was mentioned last week.
Okay.
That if we bring our trash to the transfer station, we should be putting our recyclables in it.
Yes.
And that wherever that trash goes, that they're separating out.
Yes.
I'm curious if this is going to continue after this is all over and if we're going to become single sort.
Doubtful. Good question. Mm-hmm. So Fiberite is where it's all going, and Fiberite's up in the Hamden area, and they have an automated process with these machines that seek out and separate metal, plastic, cardboard, everything, and they sort it, clean it, and recycle it going through your regular trash.
But I bet that's expensive.
Well, Fiberite's, yeah, it is. But to Barbara's question, which is a good one, because I only found out last Thursday about it when Mike McFadden gave me the flyer, Barbara, out at the transfer station to tell people about. Because we all thought, people are sitting on their recyclables, waiting. And nobody that I knew that this was happening anyway. Well, lo and behold, most communities have shut down their recycling, and Fiberite sent out a newsletter going, it doesn't matter, we do it anyway. On the flip side, as to whether we would close that and go single source, I say doubtful because we get revenue for recycling. So the cost of, and also the benefit, if I will, of having city employees with paying jobs out there doing it, and then we still make money on top of that as revenue, makes sense to me to keep it. This is also apparently a very, very bad time for recycling in general because of China and some of its decisions on not taking some things.
Because we're dirty. We don't send it over clean.
But we are in fallow times right now with recycling, whether we had the coronavirus situation or not. The price of redemption or the price of selling that stuff is very low. It won't be that way forever.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say we noticed, but we will keep going the way we did before we shut down after everything is over. The key question is, and I've got this question, is when is that? And it's when Mike McFadden and Aaron Herbig tell me. Because those are city employees, and we don't want them to get sick. And to your point, if somebody has the coronavirus, and when you go out there, you're grabbing stuff and you're putting it in the bins. If somebody grabs that, we just want the health mostly of our employees is the reason we shut her down. But to answer your question, yes, it's all getting recycled. So, and I guess that's $3 a bag.
Yep.
So just throw all of your recycles in with your trash and know that it is being recycled, so you don't have to worry about that. It's true. And we will someday, hopefully soon, be back open as we were before.
Okay. Well,
Fair?
Thank you.
Well, thank you. It was lovely talking to you. Any other questions? You're the only caller.
Hi, so far. Right. If I think of another one, I'll call again.
Okay. It was nice talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Finally, a question that I could answer.
All right.
And that's a good question because nobody knew.
Mm-hmm.
Mike McFadden's like waving this thing at me. I'm like, uh-oh. You know, is it a parking ticket? What did I do? And he goes, nah, take this down to City Hall. Show him. And then we got it up on the website. So
right.
FiberRight is a high-end. I don't know if you've seen pictures of it. It's one of those, what do you call those buildings, like the Public Works, the road salt.
The Quonset Huts, the big curved building?
Yeah, it's a big curved building, and it's about 200, 300 yards long.
Mm-hmm.
Because inside that big, long, curved building are these huge assembly lines with these huge machines, all an investment for the future to get the contracts. So they get the trash, they get the recycling, and so they're trying to make every penny they can.
Hmm. Boy, it wasn't that long ago that I remember when I lived out in the West, it was, they would hire the down and out to come and stand along those conveyor belts and pull things out that you couldn't make a machine smart enough to sort.
Well, they've got it
stuff.
Now.
Wow.
So, and there are, you can YouTube it, you can look at them, and I wouldn't get in the way of one, let's put it that way.
It's like sort of Terminator robots in there.
But it works really well. So it was a good mm-hmm. question, though. So city budget, big.
Yep.
Big year. Wasn't planning on it. We'll get through it. I do think you have the tenure and the talent on the council. What's the word? The pulse of the council, the temperament of the council is rock solid in terms of knowledge and depth.
Gravitas.
And Aaron Herbig's a state senator still, and she knows everything that we don't know about reduced state funding and what that means and why. But clearly, there's going to be reduced state funding because less travel. I mean, it's the craziest thing. It's less travel on I-95. So less tolls, less this, less that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already, I read yesterday, they're laying off people in Augusta City crews and stuff. So some cities will not go the route that I suspect Belfast will, which is to keep our employees.
Yeah.
So I'm really gratified to work, to be involved with City Council and City Hall. And I don't know how I got there, but I'm really glad I am. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah. It's a stress reliever, believe it or not. When you have three kids, you'd understand.
Right. Well,
I've got to go to City Hall. I'll be right back.
Right.
And a dog. So that's all I've got that I'm thinking of. What else is going on? So this closing off of downtown, that's going to rear its head shortly, the possibilities of that. Because people are itching. You got Darby's, Rowley's,
mm-hmm.
Front Street, Delvino's, Daily Soup.
Yeah.
what's Charlie's place called? Chase is apparently is doing takeout curbside pizzas or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, people are offering curbside pickup. They put stuff out on a table.
Yep.
And I don't know how you prepay for it or what, but yeah. But what they're offering people is a chance not to eat processed mac and cheese again or whatever you've got stored in your pantry that you've been eating for 2 months. And maybe it's a way that people feel a little bit normal. I did see Ted at Alexia's.
Mm-hmm.
The window is in.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And I heard Monday
mm-hmm.
For takeout limited menu, Alexia's Pizza. Walk up on the sidewalk and there it is, or they pass it through mm-hmm. to you or whatever. I just went to Waterville, where I was driven by my 16-year-old, who was supposed to get his driver's license test March 25th, and it got closed down.
Right.
So, but I went over there, and there was a fast food place that we hit, and a fast food place that I wish Belfast had.
Okay.
Liv Moss. Taco Bell.
Ah, yeah.
Taco
Belch, we used to call it.
Well, Chase is pulling in, and, you know, and Piper's in the back, and mm-hmm. and we're navigating, and we get up there, and he gets his three Dorito La Macho, La Cuchos, whatever they're called, and she gets three hard tacos. And he's like, oh, yeah, these are the bomb. These are the best thing. I said, yeah, they were pretty good in 1978
yeah.
when I used to eat them.
Well, you know, I lived in Santa Fe, New Mexico for
yeah.
most of the 1980s
yeah.
and 90s. And it's the only place I've ever heard of a Taco Bell flopping.
I would imagine.
They put it in and nobody went to it because there were so much better tacos and burritos
right.
and enchiladas at, you know, dozens of other places.
I mean, that's, anyway. But where Wendy's was
mm-hmm. yeah next to the grocery store the gas station.
I think there was it was under contract for a year or something, and but nobody ever came in. And but I can assure you that with a senior and a junior
mm-hmm.
in high school this year, that I can assure you that a large percentage of the high school population wants a Taco Bell. And since I'm the mayor, they all text me on the Instagram or whatever, yeah. Hey, get us a Taco Bell. And I'm like, it's just not that simple.
Yeah, and it's really not that great, but
well, you can't tell kids that, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
Let them learn the hard way.
Yeah, well.
But anywho,
whatever. Yep.
So I think you got brush pickup through Monday, or so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they'll extend it. I being a recipient living on Main Street of brush pickup for 15 years, I will tell you they've been around two or three times. They're looking for it. And they are taking great care in removing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give a shout out, if I could, to McLeod's Furniture.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We bought a dishwasher there. I thought it was just a few years ago. But when Ross, the maintenance guy, showed up because it wasn't working, he said, oh, this is a pretty old one. And I said, well, no, it's not that. He goes, well, it's got about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he fixed it.
Yeah.
And while he was there, I said, hey, could you look at my dryer? Because my dryer hasn't worked in 4 years. And so I have to take all the laundry, which has been, I've taken the laundry down to the propane fire dryers.
The mat.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
And
the flamethrowers.
heat it right up.
Yeah.
And but he ordered a connector, and yesterday, for the first time in 4 years, I got to call my wife and say, Courtney, guess what? She goes, what? I said, the dryer's fixed. And it was such a foreign sentence that she said, what? I don't understand what you mean. I said, the dryer that for four, and she started screaming. And then this morning pointed out that I need to paint the kitchen. So we've moved beyond. I held on to those two
right.
for years on
well,
the to-do list.
So, but you got a you got an attaboy prize from the wife there for getting the dryer going again.
Yeah, she asked me to paint the kitchen. So,
exactly.
Or even better, she said she thought she might.
Oh, well.
So I said, I'll do it. So anyway, that's what I've been up to.
The famous honey-do list.
If it sounds crazy, then it's probably pretty close to my real life.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Good talking to you.
We've got last chance, jingle our phone here at 338-2277.
You got any Beatles that you can play or anything?
Sure.
I'm a huge Beatle fan.
We got pretty much everything.
I was dating a girl in New York once who was heavy in therapy, late 80s, early 90s, totally smitten. And she was heavily into therapy, and for some reasons that we won't go into. And we would break up and make up like every month or every 2 weeks. I couldn't figure it out. Well, her shrink called me and invited me to come down, and then explained to me that, you know, it was probably just working through it and stuff, and advised that I should get a shrink just to work through stuff. So I think she was being polite. So I signed up back in New York when in the 80s, when you had no money, Vic, you could always go to NYU and sign up for things, professional services, real cheap. Mm-hmm. So I had a tooth pulled there once, and I'll never forget that event.
Owie.
I'll never forget that event. It was hopefully they're a multimillionaire dentist now, but they were a NYU student in training to be a dentist, and they got it.
They got some training on you. Yeah,
that's just, so I went down, and so I sat down on the sofa, and he said, you can lay down as well. So I stretched out, and his name was Ed, which was my father's name, and I pointed that out to him. And then he said, how does that make you feel? And I said, I don't have, I'm a Scorpio. I don't have any feelings anyway. So he goes, well, what do you want to be in life? And I said, well, I can't be what I want to be, so my life is basically over. So basically, I wasn't an easy, you know.
easy patient?
I didn't offer a lot of inroads for him, for Ed the shrink. Yeah. So he goes, well, what do you mean you can't be what you mean? I said, well, I said, the Beatles broke up in 1970, and all I've ever wanted to be in life was a Beatle. So since they broke up, I'll never be one. So I'm going to leave the psychotic reactions to that. But that's part of who I was and who I am still. But I am the hugest Beatles fan in the history of the world. And Vic's going to play something.
All right. Well, we're signing off with the Mayor of Belfast and going to...
Thank you for... Oh, yeah. See you next week. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WBFYLP 100.9 FM in Belfast, Maine. We've just had the mayor in here, but he just boogied out the door. But he requested that the rest of his hour here on the station be filled with Beatles and Beatles covers. We heard, of course, the kickoff to Sgt. Pepper's. And then from an album called The Last Night in Hamburg, that was the Beatles recorded live, their last show before they came from Germany back to Liverpool to start their the rise of their famous career. They were covering the Gene Vincent tune Bebop-a-Lula. Next, I've got a cover, Dr. John, covering a song that you'll all recognize.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in and stops my mind from wandering where it will go. I'm filling the cracks that ran through the door and kept my mind from wandering where it will go. Room yesterday, and I still go.
Sending some Beatles and Beatles covers out to Eric Sanders, mayor of Belfast, at his request. I got one weird little piece here for a few seconds. An experiment a friend of mine did with layered recording, doing a Beatles tune. And then we're going to get to Playing for Change, doing John Lennon's song with the voice of John Lennon wrapped in there, Imagine. Of course, we just heard Fixing a Hole in the Long and Winding Road and Dr. John doing Let Him In. Thanks for listening to Community Radio.
Last night I said these words to my try.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, please, please me, oh yeah, like I please you. I don't want to sound complaining, but there's always raining down.
In my heart,
I do all the pleasing with you, but it's so hard to reason with.